We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, it was a goal-free third period for the Bruins, unfortunately, in losing last night 3-2. Do you put the blame on? Do you put the blame on Big Lean? Do you put the blame, Fourier, on Jim Montgomery for dare going with Linus Ullmark in net last night in the Bruins' loss?
See, this is the problem with this strategy.
What?
This is the problem with the strategy.
It doesn't make all of us happy?
Well, no. It just creates so much, so many issues. It's like so much criticism. Like somebody has a crystal ball. If Swayman was in the same situation when Austin Matthews has this unbelievable pass. It looked like a post route that he caught mid-stride, okay, catches it with his hand, the go-ahead goal, which ended up being the go-ahead goal in the third period.
It was a hell of a play.
It was an unbelievable play. Gets behind McAvoy. It reminded me of a wide receiver running past a safety with their feet stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't adjust. He couldn't, disrupt it. It's a clean catch, and it's a clean breakaway. So am I to assume that Swayman makes that stop?
No. Absolutely not. That's a hell of a play by a guy who scored, 69 goals this year?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
To me, the bigger issue was what happened defensively on that play. I don't know if I completely co-sign with Jim Montgomery on the no regrets line, but I cannot look at last night and say—
No regrets as far as the goalie,
yeah,
real quick?
Okay. Yeah, as far as putting Ullmark in there. I can't pin it on Big Lean. Could he have been better? Yes, he could have. To me, the bigger issue coming out of last night was you got one goal 5-on-5. And we talked all regular season. Whenever there would be the consternation or the aggravation of an overtime loss for the Bruins, it was, they're not going to play that way in the playoffs. Don't worry about it. But you still got to be good 5-on-5. And to me, that was the bigger issue last night. Defensively playing with fire. Now, we do have to add a little level of context. Andrew Peak messes up his finger, isn't available for the third period. So you're playing the third period with just 5 defensemen. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who are like, call the ambulance. It's the playoffs. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I thought those 5 guys really busted their hump last night. And that play by Matthews, that was the one that really bit him in the ass. That was the one where you get behind the defenseman, and like you said, it's like getting behind the safety. It turns into a clean catch, let's say, for someone like Matthews.
It almost feels illegal, to be honest with you.
To where he can do something with the puck. I don't think we can sit there and say if Swayman were in, that save would have been made. To me, Christian, last night was much more about not being able to generate enough scoring opportunities. Like Marshy had 5 shots on goal. The fourth line had 2. The fourth line scored the first goal last time out. So automatically you started to get the lines going right away. Toronto did a good job of not trying to be physical against the Bruins this time. It was much more about skating. So Toronto deserves credit, but I as much as I didn't like Ullmark playing last night, that's not why they lost.
No, agreed, and that's why I think it's just their whole philosophy on the just draws the attention and puts the attention on really something that is really in the end irrelevant. It's insignificant. He wasn't the reason why you lost. Would you like him to stop that last Austin Matthews goal? Like, of course. I mean, but that was an unbelievably tough situation, and he lost. Maybe next time he wins.
Yeah, my quibble is more about how the Bruins really didn't generate enough offensive chances last night.
To your point, okay, I thought the best sequence that the Toronto had was when you had Bertuzzi with the chop on Marchand, and then it's 5-on-4, and they killed the penalty. That was in the third period. I thought that was probably their, like, it was in the third period. It was after they were down, after a Matthews shot, a goal goes in. And then now you have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. It was like they were completely discombobulated. They couldn't stay in their own. They could not generate any offense. That, to me, was the difference maker in the third period. Now, again, they pull the goalie late, and it seems like there's a scrum at net, and you're like, holy crap, is this thing going to go in?
No.
No, it didn't. But I really thought that PK by Toronto in the third period was ultimately, like, their best sequence, like, as far as closing it out, because they could not generate any offense.
After the game, I mentioned what Jim Montgomery said about Linus Olmark. It was pretty much the first question post-game. What about Big Lean? Here's what Monty said.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big-time saves. And it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored two goals.
The 4-1-3 says, I have a new narrative for you. It's not the goalies, because Linus played outstanding. It's the team. They play better for Swayman.
See, and again, that is part of my issue with this rotation.
In what it creates.
Let's create this. Okay, yeah. No. It's almost like you give yourself an excuse. Even it, now, this is the crazy part.
Radio Gaga in the Twitch chat. Score more goals. There, all's fixed.
Yeah, no, but we're going to break it down a little. We're going to peel a couple more layers now. That is ultimately.
Yeah, it is that easy. All right, well, I guess we're done. See you later. Radio Gaga, go sit and stare at the Family Feud all day. Then.
When everyone talks about the most important stats in anything, it's like, okay, what's the most important stat in football, Gresh, that determines winning and losing?
Turnover ratio.
Okay, no, I led you to it wrong. It's points scored.
Oh.
Whoever scores the most points,
I thought you
wins.
Were. I thought
no,
you were
no,
good.
That's part of it.
I was thinking, oh my God, Fournier's about to get into neutral zone there. I'm like, oh my God, this is a break for him.
No, of
play
course.
1-3-1.
Yeah, no, of course. It is. It's points scored. It's goals.
No,
it's,
but
it's,
to your
it's score more goals.
A,
of course,
a texter in the 774 rotating goalies after Swayman played so well only creates damned if you do, damned if you don't, and that's where I think you're sort of landing on this. Well, is that it? If you win, then hey, you made the right choices. But if you lose, because you do have a choice, you should have gone with the other guy. When in reality, the goaltending was a part of the loss. It wasn't the reason why they lost.
Yeah, but it does create favorites, is I guess ultimately whether you
how
want
do you
to
mean
admit
by
it,
that?
Hey,
you mean with the coaches or the players?
I know Bailey Zappi is not a better quarterback, but holy crap, we won with him. Favorite. All I know is I know he's not as talented, but we win with him. And I know he doesn't give us a better opportunity to win, but holy cow, we just won two in a row. Favorite. Even though it's not the better choice, it just circumstances allowed you to choose him and to anoint him as the reason why you win, mm-hmm. even though he's not a better option. It's just human nature. It just happened. So, hey, we won with Swayman. All right, guys, getting back on our feet again. I know we're on the road, but we got the Swayman in there tonight. And, you know, we always win when the Swayman's in there. Even though, because all I was doing, you know what I was doing while I was watching this stupid game was bugging the crap out of me. Because I didn't want this to be – I knew this would be the issue. It's like, okay, so Swayman gave up one goal in the first game,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm like, okay, so he has to only give up – Olmark only has to give up one goal, and that way it'll still be even. Because if he gives up two and they win, holy cow, they're going to say Swayman was better. That's the better option. No, because look, he gave up two goals. Oh, no, sure enough, now he gave up three goals. And one of them was a breakaway. It was a high-level, massive – terribly tough to stop,
mm-hmm.
and sure enough, he gives up the go-ahead goal. Now, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? It's you can easily say, listen, if Olmark stops that shot, but listen, maybe we go into OT, maybe get another opportunity. He's still my list of issues with the loss. He's not even on it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I don't think the again, this team needs to win 5-on-5. If they do that, then it doesn't matter who's in goal because you're generating scoring chances. You're possessing the puck more. There's everything that leads to scoring, more offensive opportunities, things like that. But it is going to be the giant sort of like question bubble hanging over this hockey team. The what if you just went with one guy? What if you just went with Swayman? I don't agree with the people who are saying that they play better for Swayman than they do Linus or something like that. I'm sure there are quibbles that the teammates or players might have between the two, but this team's been pretty damn good for a while. I don't think over the 2 years that we've seen this whole goalie swapping going on that we can really hone in on, well, here is something consistent with Swayman. Here is something consistent with Allmark. This team's been pretty good with both those guys in there. And, you know, if anything, I'm seeing a lot of in the Twitch chat, and good morning to the Twitchers, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also get us on YouTube, type in WEEI, click right on the live stream link. Also, text us at 37937. And some people are getting on Charlie McAvoy today. 774, blame starts with McAvoy and Grizz. Both were awful. Awful might be a little strong, but they weren't great. And I think that's the whole, you know, there's a standard that Charlie McAvoy is going to be held to from the real long-time astute hockey hardo Bruin fan because they have great defensemen to be able to compare McAvoy to. So he is going to be held to a high standard. He was not great last night. He was a part of that, you know, ultimately the game-winning goal. So I can understand people coming down on him, but McAvoy's going to be one of those guys where, hey, I saw Bork, I saw Chara, I saw this person. So there's going to be a lot of comparing going on for a guy like McAvoy, especially in moments like this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.